The Tale of C.D. Newman. There was a young man named C.D. Newman who came from a wealthy Muslim family. He was about to get married, but he had never met his bride. According to the customs of the time, the marriage had been arranged by his parents. In fact, he had never even seen his bride's face. The custom was that a woman would keep her face behind a veil until after their wedding. All he knew about her was that her name was Amina. When the wedding was over, and C.D. went home with his new bride in his arms, he was quivering with anticipation. In the privacy of their bedroom, Amina removed her veil. C.D. was surprised, but also relieved, to find that she was dazzlingly beautiful. Filled with joy, he took her in his arms and hugged her tightly. And so, the honeymoon began. However, the day after the wedding, C.D. Newman and his wife were sitting at the dining room table. The servants had laid the table with a variety of delicious foods. However, while C.D. was gobbling his dinner down, he noticed that his wife wasn't eating a thing. As he watched, she pulled a small metallic case from her pocket and opened it. She took out a long pin and used it to daintily pick up her rice, grain by grain. After only eating a few grains of rice, Amina put the pin back in its case and excused herself from the table. Over the next few days, whenever they ate together, C.D. noticed that his wife barely ate at all. Sometimes, she would swallow a few crumbs of bread and then sit back, claiming she was full. Her strange behavior worried him to no end. One night, when Amina thought he was fast asleep, she slithered softly out of the bed. C.D. was only pretending to be asleep, and when he heard his wife rising from their bed, he became suspicious. Keeping his eyes firmly shut, he listened as she dressed quietly and crept softly out of the room. The moment she turned her back, he got up, put on his dressing gown, and followed her. Glancing out the window, he saw her leave the house and walk down the street. He ran down to the front door and followed her by the eerie light of the moon to a nearby graveyard. It was the middle of the night, and the cemetery was deserted. C.D. concealed himself in the shadows and peered over the graveyard wall. To his surprise, Amina made her way to the center of the cemetery, where she was greeted by a strange man who was sitting on a crumbling tombstone. C.D. was too far away to hear what they were saying. Together, Amina and the man dug up a fresh grave and uncovered the coffin. C.D. watched in horror as they dragged out the decomposing body, cut it into several pieces, and ate it, slavering and slobbering over their sickening feast. Watching from his hiding place, C.D. shuddered at the disgusting sight of his wife devouring the rancid flesh of a corpse. When they had finished their graveside feast, Amina and the strange man casually tossed the moldering bones back into the grave and filled it in with some dirt. Sickened beyond belief, C.D. fled from the cemetery. He ran back home and jumped into the bed, pretending to be asleep when his wife eventually returned. Amina undressed and slipped quietly back into bed, unaware that her wretched secret had been discovered. C.D. Newman couldn't sleep a wink all night, and in the morning, he left the house before Mina woke up. He went to town to consult a fortune teller and seek her advice about what he should do. He told her about his marriage to Amina, her curious eating habits, and the horrible sight he witnessed in the graveyard.
"Your wife is a ghoul," said the fortune teller. "One of those foul demons that wander about the countryside, making their lairs in deserted buildings and springing out upon unwary travelers to eat their flesh. If they cannot find live prey, they will go to the cemeteries and feed upon the dead bodies."
"What can I do?"
C.D. begged with tears in his eyes.
"Please, tell me."
The fortune teller handed him a small bottle filled with a murky liquid.
"Take this and go home immediately," she said. "When the time is right, throw this potion in her eyes, and then you shall see what you shall see."
When C.D. returned to the house, it was time for dinner, and his wife was there to greet him. They sat at the dining table and waited as the servants placed dishes of food in front of them. As usual, Amina produced her little metal case, took out the pin, and began picking up grains of rice, one by one, and placing them in her mouth.
"What's the matter, Amina?"
said C.D. quietly.
"Is there something wrong with the food?"
"Oh no, my dear. I'm just not that hungry,"
she replied.
"Perhaps there's something else you would prefer to eat,"
said C.D. with a sly smile.
"After all, nothing tastes sweeter than the rotting flesh of a corpse."
No sooner that he had uttered those words than Amina flew into a violent rage. Her face became purple, her eyes looked like they were going to pop out of her head, and she was gnashing her teeth in anger. She leapt across the table and furiously tried to grab C.D., but he was too quick for her. He opened the bottle and threw the potion in her eyes. Immediately after, the lovely Amina turned black in the face. Her skin began to smoke, and the flesh shriveled from her bones. C.D. watched in terror as his beautiful wife's face started melting. She fell to her knees, and her body disintegrated before his very eyes. When it was all over, all that was left was a puddle of thick, dark sludge where Amina had once been.